Good morning. Today's shiur is sponsored by Kollel Zichron Amram in honor of the members of the Kollel who bring the Kollel of Torah and the Or of Torah to our community. We'd like to start based on a sefer called Chaim HaBracha, a very chashuv sefer which has an askama for Chaim Brisker. In his sefer, he goes through many of the halachas of the Dalet Minim. In an Ois Samach Hei, in the sefer, he makes a list of the five things a person should look for if he wants to find the nicest asterisk in the order of consideration. What does he consider first, etc.? So going to say the 5 points and then going back and maybe talk about them one by one. So the first one is that according to how clean the asterisk is, that is how chashuv the asterisk is going to be. The more mahudr the asterisk is, the cleaner that it is. We'll talk about some of those details. Number two, it should be bumpy. It should not be smooth like a lemon of that sort. Number three, so if you found an asterisk, you found two asterisk, and they're both similarly level of cleanliness, and they're both bumpy, you would look at the one where the ukits, the stem, which is opposite where the pitum is, enters into the asterisk as an indentation. It's not the part where the stem enters, goes in a little bit into the asterisk. Number four, the shape of the esrog should be a shape which is shaped not like a migdal, which means it's more straight towards the bottom and it comes to a point on top. And number five is that you would like the pitum with the shoshanta on top to be shalem and to be directly opposite where the stem enters on the bottom. So the pitum and with the shoshanta on top are the top of the esrog. And they should be directly, you would draw a direct line through the middle of the esrog from the bottom stem to the top pitum would be straight. So assuming you had everything else being equal, you'd want to get that. That would be a deciding factor. But that's number five on the list. You first want to see if you can get the first four before you get to that. So the first point he says is the cleanliness. So he does point out that on the chaytum, it should be very clean, and do not want anything there at all. Now the chaytum is from the point where the esrog starts curving towards the tip on the top, and the halacha says that area is more sensitive because it's more noticeable. So Mishabur points out that since that's true, he quotes from the Mabit that if the point is more sensitive because it's more noticeable, it has to be something which is easily noticeable, something which a person would spend some time searching for and only find it afterwards, doesn't have that chumrah and remain like a dot anywhere else on the esrog. So how do we measure, how do we do that? We take the esrog in your hands, basically at arm's length, the length that you would normally be holding your esrog, and you turn it around in your hands to the right and then to the left, or something of that sort. You look from the top to the bottom as you're doing it, slowly, not looking at any place more than 2 or 3 seconds. So if at that point you do not notice anything, so we consider that the chaytim is considered to be clean, and it has the mila of being a clean chaytim. That being said, if we do, what are we looking for? We say that it should be clean. We're not worried about dust. That's not part of the esrog. That's not really our issue. Yes, you can clean it off. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about dots. The most common issue which we have on the esrog is the dots. So halacha differentiates between the colors. A red dot, which is more towards brown, or a brown dot, is not considered a problem. A yellow dot on a green esrog or a green dot on a yellow esrog is not considered a problem. The colors which are problematic are, it would be a black dot or a white dot, which is not just some dust which is stuck there, which a person who's familiar with how to do it can remove that. Or if you have a very dark green, so that is a mar, which is considered a problem in an esrog. If you have the other colors which are not problematic, but there are many of them throughout the esrog, so maybe that's considered a problem. So Mishabur brings two opinions in regards to that. That obviously a person should try and avoid that. They shouldn't have that either. One of the most common things you find is referred to as a bletel or a bletfleck, which is that a bletel is another name for a leaf in Yiddish, and the bletfleck is where the leaf is touching the esrig. The esrig leaves are sharp in the edges, and sometimes they can cut into the delicate skin of the esrig and leave a mark. Those marks in general are assumed to be not problematic. Even if you have multiple ones of them, it's not preferred. You would might like to have a more beautiful esrig if you would not have those there, but they're not ma'akim. If they caused, the cutting caused a raised area on the skin of the esrig, so that is something which you should ask Shiloh about. Because the halacha talks about something known as chazazis, which wasn't, we don't have a chazazis now, it's not a common issue. It was some type of a area which became, air did not get to it, and it became, it would deteriorate and rot inside, and the rotting would cause secretion, which would cause the area to rise. So it was a chazazis. So, we don't have that common, but the chazazis through a bletflech sometimes can happen. Very rare, but you should be aware that such a thing does exist. The other question, that comes up is this, so the halacha says if it's in one dot, it's not a problem. If there are multiple dots of a problematic color, so one dot of problematic color on the chaytim and the size that it's very easily noticeable is problematic. One dot that elsewhere the esrig and the size which is easily notable is not a problem. Multiple dots of that color are problematic if it covers the majority of the esrig, which means if you draw a area, a line around these multiple dots would end up covering the majority of the esrig. So no dot is very large. Even together, their area that they're covering is not very large. But they're spread out in such a way that if you draw a line around them, they would be over a roiv of the esrig. Or you actually had such growth on the roiv of the esrig, but obviously we would not be seeing that on the market. So those could be problematic. That's something which you would want to show to a rav to make sure that it's not a problem. One last point about a bletflech, that sometimes the leaf cuts into it and the color that it produces is a reddish, brownish color or a grayish color. You want to make sure that none of your esrig is missing. And that is a different problem of chaser. In regards to the other things that we're looking for, are pretty straightforward. It should be bumpy, preferably. It should have a nice shape. You want your shashanta and the pitam to be sholem and to be directly opposite where the ukitz is, and the ukitz should be indented into the esrig. She all be zeichet to find a beautiful esrig, the kind of mitzvah, all the mitzvahs that we do, the hiduroi. Have a good day.